Judges, chapter 7. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Harod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "The people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now for this reason go. Proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead.'" And there returned to the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. Yahweh said to Gideon, "The people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. And it shall be, of whom I say to you, 'This shall go with you,' the same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say to you, 'This shall not go with you,' the same shall not go." And so he brought down the people to the water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "Everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself, and likewise everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink." And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed upon their knees down to drink the water. And Yahweh said to Gideon, "By the 300 men that have lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. And let all the other people go, every man to his place." And so the people took food in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man, to his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that Yahweh said to him, "Arise, get you down to the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, you go down with Phurah, your servant, down to the host. And you shall hear what they say, and afterward shall your hands be strengthened to go down to the host." And then he went down with Phurah, his servant, to the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, a man was there that told a dream to his fellow and said, "Behold, I dreamed a dream, and a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian and came over unto a tent and smote it that it fell and overturned it that the tent lay along the ground. And his fellow answered and said, 'This is nothing else except the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand has Yahweh delivered Midian and all the host.' And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation of it, that he worshipped and returned to the host of Israel and said, 'Arise, for Yahweh has delivered into your hand the host of Midian.' And he divided the 300 men into three companies. He put a trumpet into every man's hand, and with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. He said to them, 'Watch me, and do likewise, and behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then you blow the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, "The sword of Yahweh and of the Gideon." And so Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch, and they had newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow with. And they cried, "The sword of Yahweh and of Gideon." And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. And Yahweh set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Bethita in Zerath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah, unto Tabath. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, "Come down against the Midianites, and take before them the waters to Bethbara and Jordan." And then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together, and took the waters to Bethbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites, Oreb and Zeeb. And they slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeeb they slew at the winepress of Zeeb. And they pursued Midian, and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan. End of chapter.